Reish Chaf Hei, Sif Yud. Haraya Ilonas Tevis Rios Nois. Person sees something of beauty, a beautiful tree, or beautiful creations. A person of beauty, or an animal of beauty. I remember that you make this bracha that the Bereshit has made such wonderful things in his world. It's the striking element which strikes a person. It's so different than other brachas of Riyah, which are every 30 days. This, the Shekachol HaBelomi, it's that moment that you're struck by it, so it's only the first time that you see it in your lifetime. And this will be, and if you see something of the same sort, so it doesn't strike you with that type of extraordinary impact, because you've seen something of that sort beforehand. And therefore, you only say it once. If you see something of greater, which is, it surpasses it, again, so that's the first time you've seen that. Zakhtim Shaburu, Sivkatim Lama Beis. So Shabura says, interesting halach over here. This is true. This applies if a person sees a woman of exquisite beauty as well. Fine. So the Bir halach over here deals with. So the Magen Aram over here deals with. There's an isra of being mistakel at a woman, in a woman, looking at a little woman. So how is that possible? So he says that the case was. And he says the same thing when it comes to the goy, the more so you're not supposed to be looking at a goy either. You're allowed to see, Riyah is mutter, histaklus is also. So he defines histaklus as a concentrated gaze. A concentrated gaze, whereas Riyah is just a glance. So a person by the glance already sees it, but a person would continue to have this concentrated gaze, that would be actually also. Okay, now. The minhag is not to say this bracha anymore. But we at least say it without Shem Malchus.
What bracha?
The one we're talking about.
So
if you look at the Chayadim, you look at the Chayadim. The Chayadim says, so why don't we make this bracha? So this is a different bracha than what we've seen before. This is a bracha for seeing something which is extraordinary, where you've not seen something of that sort before, and therefore you say this only once in your lifetime in each type of thing, because it only has that level of impact in you the first time you see it. So the Chayadim argues two arguments. So the Chayadim argues, even though you've never seen this before. So I come here and I see this beautiful tree, right? On this ball, I go see the California redwoods, and there's like, you know, I've never seen a tree so tall. I've seen tall trees before, right? So it doesn't have the same impact to me as what we need for this bracha, right? I've seen beautiful people. The person's a little more beautiful, right? I've seen many of these things, something of that sort. So Chayadim felt that since we don't have that same type of reaction that we're expected to have, we don't make the bracha anymore. That's what Chayadim says. And the problem with that is, the Mechaber says that if you see something which is Noy Mehem, you saw a beautiful person. So you see beautiful people of the same caliber of beauty, you don't make the bracha again in your lifetime. But if you see somebody even more beautiful, you would make the bracha. Well, you've seen people which are beautiful before. I mean, that's all Chayadim's whole argument. The Mechaber seems to say doesn't seem to be bothered by that. No, shakachol
beiloma.
Okay, now.
For beautiful persons.
Yeah, now the so if you look at the Sharetzi, and the Sharetzi argues that a different reason, which than the Chayadim, it says this is a very difficult thing to measure. Somebody, you see a bria noa, so define noa. Right? My definition of Noah, somebody else's definition of commonplace. You know, what does Chazal mean when they said Noah? So that's why maybe we're knowing not to make the bracha. The Shabbat does suggest to say it with B'loshe HaMalchus. So I'll tell you a crazy maisa. So I don't know how many years ago it was a while back already. So my in-laws took us to Luray Caverns. So I never been in the caverns before. I never seen stalactites or stalagmites before. So I felt that the bracha shekachal avadama should apply. But I didn't have the chayadim available. I was here visiting my in-laws. It's at least 20 years ago, because my in-laws, at least 22 years ago, they moved to Baltimore 22 years ago, 23 years ago. So we were here visiting. We decided we're going to do this together. I had the Mishabura. The Mishabura says, you say without Shem Malchus. So I go, and I said the bracha, Baruch shekachal avadama. Fine. I get back and I see the Chayyadim. Chayyadim says, because you've seen something similar to that before in your lifetime. I never saw anything similar to that before in my lifetime. So I could have said the bracha with Shem Malchus. But it's a one-time shot. So even though I go to another caverns afterwards, you don't make the bracha the second time. Mm-hmm. So I lost it. So I had I had the Chayyadim, I would have made the bracha with Shem Malchus. But I didn't. Okay.
What's it mean? Is the name Ben Muso Osir? If you see a picture of it, you can make a bracha.
Well, let's see the next one. So looking at a goy, you're not supposed to look at a goy. Look at a rosha, look at a risha, right? And we're saying over here that you're looking at him and making a bracha because he's a very handsome individual. Okay, so riya ba'alma is mutter. The Magen Avraham says that to see them, the glance of them is permitted. Abul istakla b'yoser to go, have a concentrated gaze at the person, or the spoiling with the musain, to contemplate the appearance of the individual and how striking it is. So then you're being a stakel on the goy, and that's also to do. Okay, so that issue pashas is not referring to pictures; it's referring to the. Right, is talking about the individual himself. Now he brings over here on the Mesid Dirshu that they quote over here from this in Karelitz that it is to be mistakel in the picture, which is from that language of being misbrinen b'tmusay, it's contemplating the appearance of the person. So contemplating is possible even through a picture itself. That's not mukhrak in the Magen Avraham itself. That was what he's deriving. That wasn't my Rambam was talking about looking at the actual person, and just being misbrinen in the appearance of the individual.
What about doing that?
But now, also Leimer, kama l'kusi zeh mishum l'sichanim. However, to declare it to others and discuss it, so even though you've seen it and it's affected you, and you make a bracha, that's fine. But that's as far as it goes. But to discuss it with somebody else, you're an Yisrael L'Sichonim, which Chazal say, one of the explanations is you can't say Kamen L'Akusi Zeh. You cannot say, you know, look how beautiful he is.
Kusi means a goy.
Yeah. Well, okay. Rima filo la'achar shloshim yom. And again, since this bracha is unique, this is a bircha zaraya, which is unique. That 30 days is not the criteria. Once you've seen something of that sort, you never make a bracha like that again, unless it's something which would be of more striking appearance and more beauty afterwards. Okay. Fine. Okay. So the Bir Aloch over here says we're gonna have three madregas because by a woman there's an issue of histaklus. By goy the issue is histaklus and being misbrinen b'dmusay. And so that's two different madregas. Then there's Riya Ba'alma, there's Histaklus, and then there's being misbrinen b'dmusay. Right. So Riya Ba'alma is mutter by the woman, Histaklus is Osir, and by Goy, Histaklus is mutter, but being misbrinen b'dmusay is Osir. That's the point of the Bir Aloch over here. Simon Reish Kavov is a very short simon. Hayoytze b'mein nisun v'ro ilonu shumitziyan perach. So he goes out in the springtime, and he sees trees which are putting out their flowers, which eventually the buds, which eventually will become the fruits. So this is a bracha which is set up for trees. Armer bracha to Hashem alkeinu melech haolam shlachisa bar lamoi davor klum. I'm sorry. Uvar avoy bris tovus milanus tovus lehanus ben bnei adam. So the Baruch Hashem does not lack anything in his bria, and he created these creations that people will get benefit from them. This is once a year. The person did not make the bracha right away, to the point where it moved from being flowers into being fruits. then you no longer get a chance to make the bracha. So you don't have to say it the first time you see it, but you do need to say it before it's moved from the spring state into the final, the summer state where it's fully starting to grow fully. Okay, so the Mishaburo, B'mei Nisan, Aleph. Urchadim al-Sanaka. So first of all, that's Lav Dafka in the month of Nisan. It means that generally that's when you're going to have the springtime. And let's say it happens to be in Adar, it's early or late. It's the same thing. So Adar Arutzes Achamin LeLav Leiv Ho'ilanus. Around this is when the trees start to produce their buds. But V'Huadid Mecharish Acher Kol Shuroy Haliv Lo Pam Rishon Mevorach. But if it be in a different month. So I mean, we were in Cleveland. You never can make this bracha in this. And the earliest you can make this was in a year. Right? It never was, but producing. Maybe I don't know what's nowadays. Maybe global warming. But same. But when I was 30 years ago, it wasn't the gate to say this and this. Over here nowadays, you can say it in order. With global warming, as you're saying this bracha, in order already. So that's fine. Slav Dafka. There is a Shita, and Rishon LeZion points this out, because there is a Shita which says it's Dafka Nisan. And that's why he's pointing out that we don't pass like that. We hold it's Lav Dafka. It's Lav Dafka Nisan. Now Perach, since Dafka Perach, it means it's specifically flowers. Hay Olam L'chudei Loi, just seeing leaves is not enough, number one. Number two, va'afa perach, when we say flowers, dafka bilani maichel, this is only by trees which will produce fruits. Which means, perach, also these gadol pri. And the nature of those trees is the places where there are the buds of the flowers, eventually that's going to develop into a fruit. So that's what you're making your bracha on, the beginning of the process of this becoming a fruit. Aval, ilani srakloi. If you would have a ilan srak, which means a tree which is barren in the sense it doesn't produce fruit, even though it's producing flowers, you would not make a bracha of this bracha. So you say you only say this pamachas once a year. So this is true. Even if you see other types of, maybe he walked out and he saw it on a peach tree. Later on, he sees that the apple trees are starting to do that. So I didn't say bracha on apple trees yet. I said bracha on peach trees. No, once you make a bracha on one type of fruit tree, that will work for all types of trees. Okay. If a person pushed off from saying the bracha, so he has but he has a while still. But if he waited too long until the point already that the gadlu peiros is no good, and this is not because he was negligent, he didn't see anything beforehand. Once it's fruits already, so. He didn't see. Said doesn't make the bracha. Came out of Beis Yosef. Okay, that's the Beis Yosef understands. So, in the northern hemisphere, the time where it's becoming the spring, and the northern hemisphere is the fall. So a person, whatever reason, right? So a person would leave the northern hemisphere before the period of when it's starting to be melavlev, and he goes south to the southern hemisphere, and he's there for a few months, and he comes back in July. So he will come back. There's fruits on the trees already. It wasn't his fault. He wasn't around. It's according to the Beis Yosef. I'm sorry, you can't make the bracha. However, the Rabbi and the Bira Gra both say that if a person did not have any option to say it beforehand, he wasn't around to say it, he does not lose the bracha, and therefore the filikvar gadol hapri lo ibeid bracha. They hold even though the fruit is truly fully grown, you do not lose the bracha. So I take that back. The fruit is grown, but if it reached the stage of that there's like it's fully grown, and shorei levorcha leo shechiyano, it's already by the stage where you'll be taking it off and eating it. We hold you make the shechiyano on the fruit as it's nigmar on the tree. So even if you'd hold it to grow, or the Eliyahu Rabba, but this stage already, it's a new stage. It's a new bracha, it's not the bracha of we say on the beginning of the process, it's the bracha you say at the end of the process, and you would not make the bracha anymore. Anachar shegadu haperis, avakadim shegadu haperis, lo yuchal levarach, afilo lo berach b'shas v'yivishan. The fact that you didn't make the bracha the first time you saw, it doesn't, you don't lose the right to make the bracha. And therefore, he said multiple times, you never made the bracha. Now he realized, I didn't make the bracha yet. So he'll make the bracha as long as it wasn't Gadol HaPri. Fine. So we'll take over here, look at the Masad Deir Shul. Anything over here that I want to see? Fine. One thing which is it does not sound like this bracha chiyuv. It says Hayotzeh Nissan Beroa Yilana Shematzian Perich. So make this bracha. It means you have no chiyuv to search out a fruit tree to say the bracha. It just says if you did see it, you make a bracha. And then once you say that you did see it, now it could be in the world that I lived in, like that was like assumed that that's going to happen. But at least the presentation is not a chiyuv. So nowadays, because we live in our very, many people live in their very limited world of having fruit trees in their homes or around their homes, there actually is a booklet which is published, and they'll tell you in Brooklyn where you can go to say the bracha. They'll tell you which the street and the number, you know, and you know, was in the front or the back, and you need to ask Rishus. So there's a whole book predicted for Lakewood and for Brooklyn, etc., where you can go to make this bracha. So they don't have it for Silver Spring yet. And so it's a beautiful thing that, you know, people do that. And actually, I recall one time I was in Brooklyn for Pesach, and I went by, and there was a big sign, you know, with the nusach of the bracha hanging on this tree, and apparently, obviously, that was the indicator that tree was a, and so it's very nice. But you're not mechuyev to really go look for the tree to make this bracha, as far as I understand.
You have the announcements on the Silver Spring list. Way to go!
Yeah,
yeah. Like Kaldor's backyard, yes. Yes, it's tefillah to say hanging from the tree.
Okay. So I'm not saying that it's anything wrong with doing it. Just, you know, but that's. Let's keep our chiyuvim in one section, our rishuyos in another section, our mitzvahs in another section. People start getting confused. What's a chiyuv and what's just a rishus? The results down the road are negative. Fine. Simon reish chav zayin birchas atikin. Okay. Alazikim. So what are Zikim? Zikim are Hukim and Kerchov. No. Okay, I had them on the drum before. Okay. Alazikim, Hukim and Kerchov, Hayar Kechets, Barach Hashemayim, Imakim and Makim, and Benifshat Arakeshavit. So it's this, looks like a star, and it flies through the, across the sky. So when, and it has a tail. So you make a bracha on that. So that would either be a comet, if you could see the comet with a tail, or it would be a meteor as it streaks across the sky. Also, it looks like it has a tail. So either one of those pashas would be included in the din of Anzikim. Val ra'adas ha'aretz, an earthquake. Val ha'brokim, val ha'ra'amim, and lightning and thunder. Val ruches shenosha b'zav, and strong storm winds. Kol echad me'elo, omer brachato Hashem l'kenem melech olam, oseh maaseh bereishis. So you make the bracha of oseh maaseh bereishis in any one of these things. V'im yirtza, if a person so chooses, omer brachato Hashem l'kenem melech olam, shekhoi u'burasai melech olam. Or he has an option of saying the bracha of Shekhoch Ugur Smelei Olam. That's how the Shulchan Aruch presents it. The Shulchan Aruch does not present that you need to make separate brachas. According to Shulchan Aruch, you make a bracha on the lightning, and then you pause more than Tech of the Deeper, and then you hear the thunder, you make a bracha on the thunder. You can make those separations on both. Or you can make Shekhoch Ugur Smelei Olam on both. Right? So that's how the Shulchan Aruch presents it. Fine. Mishabura Sikhanal Vyorkhates, Vyeshama Shahu Kakab Shesh Lazonov, Vishava Chil Ara. Some say it's referring to the Kakha which has a tail and it looks like there's this bright extension of it. Shematika Khan Madina, both are valid halakhalamais, so meteor or a comet. Now, v'im oisa kerchav atzva sheyesh l'shevet re'eyu oid hapam v'layla acheres in zorch l'achzol v'borach. If you see it again, the comet can be visible in the sky for multiple days. Kol shehu adayim b'sav shloshim yom l'riyah v'shana. If it's within 30 days of the original re'iyah, you would not make a new brach on it. Okay. Fine. If a person sees these things going mimakom lemakom, v'lo yibarach v'layla echad rak pamechos, v'lo rok kerchav acher rots b'yisalayla. So what would be if you see a meteor shower, so you see one meteor go and you make the bracha, and you see another one go, you don't make a second bracha on that night. But now the Shartzian and Bayes points out, so cut and Bayes and the Shartzian. However, on a different night, you would make a new bracha. So the case before was you see the same stars, the same comet, a later night. Over here, talking about meteors, let's say for example, it's much more common. You would see whatever you saw the first night, you're not seeing again. They're done. Right, so the first night you see one, and then you see another one, one bracha works for the whole night. But you've seen it again the next night, those are new meteors. You didn't make a bracha yet tonight, so you make a new bracha. Okay. The chara maishtom ikarech v'sheish hazonot. Shemshon v'zeh ein motzui lahakar sho'oyis ha'karech v'sherotz mi'esom v'stam ha'karech v'akarho. So the Sharatzin says the reason we make a bracha the next night is because we assume it's a different. We're seeing something different. Okay. Fine. Habrokim. Gimel. Blitzen b'loshen Ashkenaz. So that's... lightning is blitz. Okay. V'yishen boim b'loy ra'am klal. Those which come without thunder. Rak machmas chaim. It's referred to as heat lightning. That's not what the Chazal are referring to, and you don't make a bracha on that. Basically, the way we assume it in halacha, so really, theoretically, it means if I know that it's the right type, I can see in distance that there's a storm. Even though I can't hear any thunder at all, but I can clearly see there's your cumulonimbus cloud, and I see the lightning coming down, and I can see even, I can't hear any thunder. It's so far I won't hear thunder, but it's not a machmas chaim. So that's the right type of thing. The minigalim seems to be not doing a bracha on it, and I'm not 100% sure why. Right? In other words, the point of the chayotim is a different type. There is a situation where even though there's no storm coming and it's not part of the storm process because it's so hot, etc., it generates this type of flash, which doesn't generate thunder. That's something that's a totally different thing. That's the pasha here in the chayotim. So that's the argument. So the fact that I can't hear the thunder, but if I know it's part of a storm, I give you an example which we had. We were flying one time, and we hit a major storm pattern. So the plane went higher up, and it circled around the storm pattern we were supposed to land for about an hour, half an hour, 45 minutes, and then it finally decided that it was directed to go to a different airport, and it landed at a different airport. But we were watching this. You didn't hear any thunder. But we knew it was a storm. That's why we weren't landing. And you saw lightning all over the place. You saw lightning, between the clouds. So there's no reason you shouldn't be able to make a bracha. So that's what I said to do. And we made a bracha on it. So even though we were not able to hear the thunder. I hope that that's not too radical. Okay. Now it says, winds which are noshu bizaf, or so we have, you make it on Ritas Oritz. So I remember the first time I had the experience of experiencing an earthquake, I did not make the bracha. I didn't know what it was. Thought it was like a very heavy truck rolling by, or it was a bomb exploding, or we had all the different theories, so we realized that it was an earthquake, but I was too late to make the bracha. Second time it happened, I made the bracha. So the third was Shnosha Bazaf, Vim Shaloi Bazaf. So if it wasn't with Zaf, so I don't know, I'm not sure exactly what Zaf is. Zaf means the whole, your full storm conditions. It's a strong wind, even though it's not bringing with it the whole storm thing. You make a bracha says some rishis. Well, you have a bracha shekarcha b'samalei alam achrei shehu shlab zaf gadol. It is a strong wind, so you can say also some rishis, but you don't say karcha b'samalei alam. We're not sure exactly what bizaf means, which is good. I have no idea what bizaf means. The Sharet Zion over here talks about the definition of bizaf. He brings the one Roman says it was such a powerful wind that was heard throughout the whole world. So I know what that means. And he brings Tosfos Yontif, he brings it from the name of Rashi. Shelo Niran and Ishman the Baruch. So as long as it will be heard at a distance, it's a wind which is so strong that it's heard at a distance. So that's very vague. What's a distance? How do you define a distance? So it's a difficult thing. But he's saying, but the Baruch was some aspiratious, you could say. So it means even though it's not coming with thunder and lightning, it's just the wind. Right? So you would still make the bracha of Usama Sabarishis. We had the derecho a few years ago, right? You would have made the bracha, but the said there was thunder and lightning over there. But even if there had not been, you would have made a bracha of Usama Sabarishis. Okay. Is it? 8:12. Let's see if we can finish off the Mishnah Berurah on the Sif. Okay. So, and any one of these things, you make a bracha of Oysama Sabarishis, and if you want, you can make the bracha of Shekhacha Gorsama Leilom. So the Mishra of Oylem Noe, give the bracha of the bracha of Oysama Sabarishis, while Rama Mishkacha Gorsama Leilom. We, the Minig Oylem, came to sort of differentiate between the two. This is already mentioned by the Noisek Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch. And there's a logic to that. Why? Shayne Aram, Nira Rasa Shulchan Aruch, Yosem Mibarak. The thunder fills the world in a certain sense more than the lightning. You just see it. The thunder, you hear it, and it seems to create a greater impact. But even though that's a minig, we're not being afkia the din of the Gemara that each bracha works in either one of them. Therefore, alkenim shama ra'am v'ra barakach. If the thunder and lightning came simultaneously, before bracha akas, you make one bracha. Tano isam ma'asabreishis, and the correct bracha of the two is isam ma'asabreishis, because Shulchan Aruch said that's the primary bracha that we gave for these two things. Al shneim. We also said if you say Shekhar Samalay Loma on either one of them, it works. So if you say on both, it also works. So you see it together, it's not, there's no din of saying two different brachas. You just say one bracha. Now, if they were not immediately consecutive to one of the other. You'll make a bracha on the lightning when you see that, and you'll say Osim Asabrashis. We'll follow the minhag and we'll say a different bracha on the thunder.
What case?
If you see lightning, then you hear thunder afterwards.
Not right afterwards.
Let's say you didn't see the lightning. You heard the thunder. So whatever bracha you made on the thunder, so on the lightning, you said on the thunder, then you will see the lightning afterwards. You'll make Osim HaSabrashis again a second time. You had a bracha in mind, the bracha that you're saying on the lightning should work with the thunder, which will come afterwards. And even though it wasn't technically deeper, it'll work. Why is that? It works with the Abbot. So the natural flow, there's going to be a thunder coming out of this lightning. So if you had in mind that the bracha should work for the thunder as well, it will work for that. Now let's say it wasn't after say Dibur. The time lapse was so minimal, so the person saw the thunder. The person saw the lightning, and then he started making the bracha, and then it started thundering as well. So the bracha will work for the thunder as well. And that's just right. It wasn't Tekel Dibur. There was not a lapse of Tekel Dibur between the lightning and the thunder, so betzim it's one event, and you're making a bracha on that one event. Okay. If you want to say some separations, you could do so. Don't say both. You say one or the other. So that means that they were giving a bracha, that the Baruch Hashem has found a way to express his greatness in this world, that we should be able to then appreciate the fact that he's the creator. So it's a different form of what says it's really what it comes out to be. Okay, let's hold it here.